election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Seventy-one days from Election Day, Robert Costa is the CBS News political coverage chief. Let's go to cut five, if we can, real quick. This is Robert Costa, and this is essentially the lay of the land a little more than 2 months away from Election Day. Here it is.
Outline for the audience what you see as the potential legal peril for the former president.
The affidavit from the government spells it out. There have been tensions between the Trump legal team and federal investigators for months about his handling of classified material. The affidavit mentions possible obstruction. It also mentions how Trump had in possession, in their view, documents that were highly sensitive that could even deal with information derived from human intelligence sources. And this led to them to have an FBI search of the property, Mar-a-Lago, just weeks ago.
And there is a political dimension to this, of course. How do you assess that? And you were down in West Palm Beach for the entire week. What is the atmosphere there?
It injects uncertainty into the midterm elections. For Republicans, this is the standard bearer of their party. Even though he's former President Donald Trump, he is still someone who's eyeing a 2024 presidential bid. So many candidates in the party are echoing his version of politics. Now to have him facing legal challenges across the board, not just in Florida, adds that uncertainty to the discussion.
And one thing that happened recently, a judge reviewing a request from the former president for a special master put in a legal document that this judge is possibly inclined to do so. Does that change anything from your vantage point?
To be determined at this point. We'll watch in the coming days whether a so-called special master or neutral party is appointed by a Florida federal judge to review and return the evidence. They've asked the government to provide a list of information. It could move in that direction. But let's remember, the government already has a filter team in place at the Justice Department reviewing what they collected weeks ago. So this is a late entry into the legal discussion.
Robert Costa, the CBS News political coverage chief, and talking about what's going on at Mar-a-Lago and in South Florida, and whether or not it's going to impact the election. It's a midterm. It's a midterm, November 8th, but it's 71 days away. Stay with us. Coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, weighs in on 71 days to Election Day. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check on our traffic cams right now, we see bumper-to-bumper flow is on Interstate 15 southbound. That begins around Spring Mountain. There's been a lot of heavy congestion through that area, caused in part by the lack of those HOV lanes, which are unavailable on Interstate 15 both directions at Tropicana. And that's causing some backups. That project will continue until the middle of September. Also, if you're heading into Southern California, we're still seeing some minor delays as you work your way there into California from Nevada on Interstate 15 southbound at Prim. And you'll touch the brakes 215 west at Decatur.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. College football, UNLV opened up the season on Saturday. They beat Idaho State 52-21. They scored 35 points in the second quarter alone. Doug Brumfield threw four touchdowns for the Rebels in the win. UNLV back in action September 10th when they take on the Cal Bears. The Raiders wrapped up their four-game preseason schedule, a 26-6 victory over the New England Patriots on Friday night. They will get their roster down to 53 players by Tuesday. They'll open the regular season September 11th against the LA Chargers. The Raiders went 4-0 in preseason play. The Dodgers with an 8-1 victory over the Miami Marlins in South Florida Sunday. A leadoff home run from Mookie Betts, who also had an RBI single. Trace Thompson also went deep for Los Angeles. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need.
It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance to visit earlier with Victor Jakes. Good guy, formerly with NPRI, now the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I asked him why he proposed in an op-ed piece over the weekend why the Nevada GOP should at least propose increasing the gaming tax. Listen to this.
Well, it's not. It's a two-part proposal, right? I want government to be small, and that means I want taxes to be low too. But you know, in order to do that, you have to form a winning electoral coalition. And what we've seen in Nevada for a long time, really, is that the big gamers are interested in sticking the tax bill on anybody else, and if that means supporting Democrats, then it usually does. You know, they'll support Democrats to try and curry their favor and, you know, have a broad tax and not one focused on them. And so, you know, what I suggested and proposed is you lower the gaming tax, or excuse me, you raise the gaming tax while lowering the sales tax. And so you offer a, you know, broad-based tax relief to Nevadans, and you offset it by increasing the gaming tax. And, you know, the reason for that is just, you know, Republicans are going to need a different coalition member if the largest businesses in the state are more interested in protecting their backsides than advancing free market principles. And that's what we've seen. And the thing that happened last week that really brought it to the forefront was the Chamber of Commerce. You know, and obviously gaming is the dominant industry here. The Chamber of Commerce endorsing Steve Sisolak. I mean, just about as absurd as you can get. I mean, it's hard to imagine a governor doing more to attack business than Governor Sisolak did, and yet here we are. And so I think Republicans have to look and say, what's our most foundational principle, which is, I think, is limited accountable government, and we can have, you know, how the taxes are collected for that government. And, you know, this is what I came up with.
But gaming will never, ever, ever in 1,000 years support a tax increase on gaming. Is that a given?
The who? I'm sorry, cut out on me.
Gaming. The gaming industry would never support such a move, would they?
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, basically their strategy for the last, you know, few decades has been, at least a couple of decades, has been, you know, we'll support a broad business tax. You know, we won't fight for limited government. We won't fight for things that would actually decrease the need for tax dollars, as long as, you know, any tax is broad and they don't want to be singled out. You know, which is certainly an understandable thing. I think there are, you know, problems you can say with industry specific taxes. But, you know, you know, politics is not about the perfect. It's about the possible. And so I would encourage Republicans to go out and actively appeal to working class voters, the voters working in the casinos, you know, the voters working in jobs around town, and say, look, here's a way to lower your bill, lower the sales tax, and it's, you know, revenue neutral.
I'm curious about the Chamber of Commerce endorsement of Sisolak. Did they give any explanation as to why? I mean, it makes this guy closed them down. That's why they call it the Sisolak shutdown.
I know. I mean, the explanation was so laughable. I mean, it was like, oh, he's giving out money from the federal government to small businesses, and he, you know, led us through the pandemic, and he's fought for education reform. And it's like, no, none of this stuff makes any sense, guys. Like, I'm not buying it. Sorry. So, you know, what I think, you know, my personal opinion, is the gaming industry, and again, I put it at the feet of the gaming industry because I think they're the ones calling the shots, basically say, well, look, if Lombardo gets elected, you know, we know he's going to be, you know, pretty conservative. We don't have to worry about new taxes. But if Sisolak gets reelected and we've come out in opposition, I mean, he's just going to come after us, and he's going to hammer us. And so we're just going to, you know, adopt a strategy of, well, I hope that, you know, that he eats us last. And I just, you know, that keeps happening to Republicans with these large business groups, as they go and they endorse Democrats and they support Democrats who are actively opposed to their interests. And that makes it really hard to form a winning coalition as a Republican if you're relying on these types of groups. And so, if they're not going to be reliable, it's time to go out and find some voters and appeal to different voters.
So another, just so I've got this right, you're essentially saying let's change horses, so to speak, in this race, and let's figure a way to put together a winning electoral coalition. Is that about what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is something basically to go to voters and say, you know, look, here we are. We're ready to propose lowering your taxes. Vote for us. And we're going to do it in a way that, you know, the government's going to receive the same amount of money. It's not going to be, you know, any change there. And then, you know what, you tell the gamers, you tell the businesses, well, hey, you guys want tax cuts? Go help us cut the size and scope of government. And then we can start lowering your taxes too. So, you know, it's just, you got to change the incentives, and, you know, it's just, you gotta look around, and if the people who are supposed to be your allies are not your allies, then you've got to adjust.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You read his stuff, what is it, Monday, Wednesday, and weekend?
Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Let me ask you, in a wave election, what you want be accomplished simply by a wave election? This changing of the horses,
I think this is kind of a longer term idea. I don't think it's something that Lombardo has given any indication that he would do, but, you know, if there's kind of a new crop of Republican candidates start working their way up the ranks, I mean, the thing is that taxing gaming is broadly popular. I mean, that's why the gamers are so terrified of it, is because you basically take the thing the Democrats run on is, look, that person's got a lot of money, go tax him. And guess what? That's popular. And so they've tried every trick in the book to keep that away. And, you know, at some point you just got to say, okay, well, we'll take that trick too, and we'll go right to the voters.
We always ask the question, what is it that this voting bloc and that voting bloc really want? Hispanics, for instance, what is it they really want? African Americans, what is it they really want? And I don't know that anybody's ever asked the question of gaming. What is it that gaming wants?
Well, they want to make money. I mean, they don't want, basically, they don't want to be singled out. Their gaming taxes here are very low compared to the taxes around the country. And they know that, you know, it'd be very popular with the public to tax them. And so what they want to do is they say, well, we will support a broad-based business tax. You know, so we'll come and, oh, yeah, we know it's so important to invest more in education, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we will back a broad effort. And so basically they're worried about being singled out. And so, you know, their compromise is, well, you know, as long as you tax everyone, we'll contribute as well.
And by the way, we know there was a mining tax, but how did gaming come out of the last legislature?
Well, they did good. I mean, there wasn't a gaming tax increase. You know, the teachers union, basically had that ballot initiative, and they used it, you know, basically blackmailed the Democrats into saying, pass some sort of tax increase now, or we're going to put this gaming tax and this sales tax increase on the ballot. And lo and behold, you know, the powers that be moved, and they had a tax on mining, but they didn't end up with the tax on gaming, and gaming wins again.
Isn't that the truth? Stay with us. More to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We always like to save the best for last. And I got to tell you, this was a great weekend to be a football fan at Allegiant Stadium. It was really, really, really good. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this. He of course, does his gaming at the Westgate. Don't know if he had any money down this weekend, but a fun, fun weekend for football fans at Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, I do have a long-standing commitment to myself not to bet on preseason, but
you don't really?
I really don't. But if I did, I would bet on the Ravens because they've won 23 consecutive preseason games. which, of course, a lot of people never remember. You just don't remember those a week later. So you forget about that. And I've had a conversation with a guy about that. He says, yeah, but, you know, they won a lot of playoff games when they were losing in preseason. So, really, do you put that much of a premium
go
on?
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure.
So, I mean, you never know. And the year that the Lions went 0-16, they went 4-0 in the preseason. So, it's mind-boggling. But you're right. It was a great weekend at Allegiant Stadium. First, it was the UNLV Rebels beating the Idaho State Bengals 52-21. And UNLV looked pretty good. Quarterback Brumfield, he had four touchdowns. He threw for over 350 yards. Very encouraging there. A couple of star wide receivers. Ricky White had 182 yards for the Rebels on eight catches. Jeff Weimer, 71, a 14.2 average on his reception. So UNLV looks pretty good. I think they're ready for the season. Now, they're off next week, but they resume again in California against Cal State Berkeley.
Ooh.
And that's going to be a Saturday afternoon game in Berkeley. So they're getting ready. And for the Raiders, Kevin, the big question is their roster. Is offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood, is he going to be cut? Is he going to be traded? Is he going to be a reserve? Could he even be a starter? We just don't know. But he was drafted by John Gruden and Mike Mayock, the previous regime, and he's not really performed up to his draft status as a first-round pick, number 17 overall. So we're going to see what happens to him by 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That is when all of the teams in the NFL have to get down to 53, and we're off and running. It's football season again. I'm getting goosebumps.
I am too. I absolutely love it. And Sundays are going to be so much fun. The only questions I have are for NFL games that are on Prime, and I won't be able to see them.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing. You got to add that whatever it is, $9.99 a month or whatever. But, I mean, they nickel and dime us to death anyway. And what used to be a very simple, pay $50 and you're good to go for all the channels. Now it's well over $100 and you got to add this and add that. It goes crazy. But as far as the Raiders are concerned, Kevin, I think with a new coach, they've got a new star wide receiver, there's not going to be any more excuses for Derek Carr, the longtime starting quarterback. He's got an excellent play caller and the best wide receiver in the league. Look out for the Raiders this year. That AFC West is going to be tough, and you have your hands full, your Kansas City Chiefs.
I know. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. NFL season. The only problem is this off week in between, to me, is difficult to deal with. Because I'm ready for games that count right now, today.
Right. Well, you can load up on the college games this weekend. I know Ohio State, that's my Saturday team. They take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, and they don't play very often, so it should be a special game.
Gentleman Jim Dallas, he's had a good day back after a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay with us. We'll close it out for a Monday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive.
The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016.